I was reading, you know who Andy Friendly is? He was a television executive. His father was Fred Friendly. He was a television executive. Andy Friendly wrote a book, and there's a little chapter on me. And
is there? I was leafing through it. I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, I just went immediately to my chapter.
You knew it was there.
Yeah. And the book is called Willing to Be Lucky, Adventure in Life and Television. And the chapter, I'm reading this thing, and it's about how Andy decided when he worked for the King Brothers, which was King World, which was syndicating Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Oprah.
You know, they had them all.
He was working for them, and he went to the King Brothers and said, I think Howard Stern would be great for a syndicated television show. And he describes in the book that King Brothers were kind of like, it's controversial, but okay, let's go get Howard Stern to do a syndicated television show. And he describes, he sent me very, very expensive bottles of wine, 2 bottles of wine, each $1,000 a piece.
Really?
And he was saying that this was at the time when I was filming Private Parts that he made this play for me. And he says Howard's career was huge. He was exploding. And over at King World, they called me the one that got away because I was just too busy to really take it seriously to go into syndication. I had the radio show, I had films, I had the number one soundtrack album in the country. We had all kinds of success going. And I'm reading this thing, and I go, I have zero recollection of any of this.
I was going to say, what happened to the bottles of wine?
No idea if I ever got them. I'm sure I did. I'm sure I had no. I'm so not into wine that I have a glass at night sometimes on
but
the weekend.
But back then, you didn't even drink.
I didn't even drink. So who knows what happened? But I can't decide if I think this is a disturbing aspect of my personality, that this seems like a very important moment in my life where King World, which is the largest syndicator of television programming at that point, was openly courting me and having meetings with
me. And you have no recollection
of
it.
And I said, he might be lying. I don't know. but I can't challenge
it. Did you ask Don about it?
No. I mean, I didn't. I mean, I read it and I went, this is a lovely time in my life. And I'm glad somebody wrote about it because I have no idea. I said, this sounds very impressive.